Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Thursday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Aubrey.
That would be a little weird. I got a cousin named Aubrey.
Please don't give any.
We call him Miller.
Please don't give any impertinent information about any of these cities, okay?
Can I give a behind the scenes on this?
Go ahead.
Okay. Yesterday,
Monday.
Our recording schedule is nuts right now because I'm busy. And
yeah. Monday, I was in Vicksburg. I had to leave Vicksburg at like 10:30 in the morning, mm-hmm. drive back here, you know, have to be done by 3 because we have the show, and Robbie's window was he had to be done by 2:30. So, long story short, we recorded the podcast, but I recorded the ad breaks separately except for one thing.
We literally recorded. That would be weird.
Right.
And Brian, that's how good it was. Brian slipped that in, edited that in,
seamless.
And no one knew.
Right. And so, then
we don't normally do that,
right? We were in a rush, so we did that.
But the one time we freaking do it, somebody gets upset about it.
Yeah,
Maroon Mary gets upset that I didn't talk about Thomastown or whoever it was.
Well, we're living here in Thomastown.
Why can't you people just be happy? Why can't you just be happy? And I'm respecting Maroon Mary here by saying this, but I just want everybody to be happy for once.
Y'all just relax out there,
guys. It's a free podcast, for God's sake.
Robbie, what have I told you about doing cocaine before we come on the show?
I did not do cocaine, Mom.
He didn't. He doesn't do that.
I just want to get that out of the way for my mother. I did not do any drugs.
No.
I just watched Mississippi State baseball in a dogfight with North Alabama.
That's worse than cocaine. That's a much worse drug.
All I can say is thank God for Joe Powell.
Yeah.
All right.
StrangeBrewCoffeehouse.com is a great place to buy coffee. Yeah, you can have it shipped
right
to your
door. You don't even have to have cocaine. This will get you hyped
up. Yeah, it's kind of the same thing, only it's legal. Woo. All right. Everybody be happy out there. Y'all calm down.
Everybody just calm down right now.
I promise if that happens again, if we get any more like, why didn't you mention this? Why didn't you mention that this is the tobacco spitting capital of the world? I'm done. I'm just going to be like...
We're cutting out the thing.
We're cutting it out.
So we can't have nice things, okay?
Didn't you know that Tits McGee was from, this city? No, I didn't know. Nobody told
me. Poor Maroon Mary is having to suffer through all this right
now.
Well,
she brought it on herself. What do you people want? How was I supposed to know? How was either one of us supposed to know? Even if Robbie had been here, how are we supposed to know?
We're just trying to get through reads. People complain about our ad reads, so we make them shorter.
Yeah.
And then when we don't do a long ad read, people get upset about it.
I want to read this one more time.
Okay.
I want to read exactly what we forgot to say.
And you people are going to
sit there
through
and listen
this, okay?
To it.
You hear me?
You're going to sit there, you're going to shut your mouth, and you're going to listen. Where is it? There it is.
I've been trying to
Thomastown is Maroon Mary's hometown. It's the geographical center of Mississippi and was once the chair-making capital of Mississippi. How on earth would I know any of that?
I mean, I know exactly where Thomastown is.
I drove past. Like, that's why it was on my brain, Robbie. It's because I drove past a sign that said Thomastown next right on the way back home.
It's okay. All right. It's okay, everyone. Just calm down. Stop the house.
Soothe.
Everybody's on edge.
I don't know, man. Pitt Printing and Signs is a great place to go if you need printing. And it's just this simple, guys. If you're a Mississippi State fan and you're a business owner, this is an offer you simply cannot turn down. You get to support the Bulldog Initiative and get top-notch printing for your business with one transaction. You get it by calling Pitt Printing and Signs, telling them that you heard about them on Thunder and Lightning. They will take 10% of whatever your sale is with them to the Bulldog Initiative in your business's name. So you become a Bulldog Initiative business without spending any more money than you're already spending on printing. You cannot beat that deal, guys. Call Camden Baker at 601-499-5216 and then let him know you heard about it here on Thunder and Lightning. When you need printing, call Pip Pip today. We're all worked up now. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com.
I'm coming down, I think.
Great, that's good to hear. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for, and you are looking for it. You need new gear. You need to get the Banner M out and the state script in, so do it with a trip to College Corner. Everything taken care of. Guys, Father's Day, one of the most important days of the year. It's only about a month away now. So you need to go take care of Dad, take care of him at College Corner. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, speaking of Dad, you take Dad to Sunday brunch at Restaurant Tyler? I mean, that's going to be a happy man. You let him get that Mississippi River biscuit down him, and then you let him take a nap? That's a great Father's Day. You don't almost have to do anything else. Maybe get him a tie or a soap on the rope, and that's a great Father's Day. So I'm just putting that out there for y'all.
It takes very little.
Yeah, we don't need a lot. We don't really need a lot. But what we would like is a great meal. And if Mom doesn't want to do the cooking, if we don't want to dirty up any dishes, let's just go to Restaurant Tyler on Sunday. Or you can go. You know what? I'll be honest with you. As a dad, I would. It's okay to go on Saturday and just get dinner. I don't have a problem with that either. Yep. So treat Dad out this Father's Day.
Maybe a power tool.
Maybe so. Yeah, that would be nice. To Restaurant Tyler. No power tools at Restaurant Tyler, to my knowledge. 16 Priority One Bank locations throughout Central Mississippi here to serve you. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide. Let them show you the branch nearest you. And let them show all the financial services that are available at Priority One Bank. It's a lot more than just checking and savings account, if that's what you're thinking. It's not just a small-town bank with one storefront. It's a big financial institution that can do a lot for you and your money. I like to know that when we're talking about my money, that the answers to my questions are just a phone call away. That when somebody's going to pick up on the other line, it's going to be somebody who knows what they're talking about, and I can have a conversation with them. I'm not having to push buttons and hear about how important my business is to them. So that's why I would want to deal with a bank like Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. I want to go ahead and apologize to user GGGJJKKSSSFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFF
thing.
Well, he follows the rules. I give him that. All right,
we're supposed to. He's demanding that we do that. We do shorter ads and stuff, and it's a free podcast.
I'm just saying. So we took you behind the scenes.
You step on some Legos or something.
Oh, okay. That's brutal. We took you behind the scenes a minute ago. Let's do it again. So Robbie, as he mentioned, has got a lot going on. So we are actually recording this Thursday podcast on Tuesday evening after the baseball game. So that being said, if anything happens Wednesday noteworthy, I might jump back in with a, I don't know if you even call it future Brian, but whatever you want to call it, I might do that. But I will say this. About midway through that game on Tuesday night, Robbie, I was thinking, well, we might just have to go ahead and put this podcast up. Because if State loses this game, people are going to want to hear what we had to say about that. And all I could think about was the 2014 season, where State was an 18-12 team in the conference, but they lost so many non-conference games that they just made it impossible for them to host. They end up going to Lafayette. A man lost his job. It was never good. Nothing good came out of that. Instead, Mississippi State was able to come back and win the game, as you mentioned, behind Joe Powell, who, you know, we were all on the Johnny Long train a few weeks ago, but now I don't see how Joe Powell isn't your starting catcher at Mississippi State. Three home runs in a game, joins a pretty elite group of guys that have done that, and he's the reason State gets the win. 8-4 is the final score over North Alabama in a game that, at the end of the day, Robbie, you simply had to win. And they did, and now you can move forward. State, current RPI, down to 18. That tells you that if State wins their three games this weekend, they'll be around that 16-17 mark, and they'll be in the position to host going over to Hoover.
Yeah, I mean, it was, the style points thing is just not important at this point. State just has to win games, and you have to win. To me, you need to win all four this week. You need to win this one, obviously. This would have sunk you.
Mm-hmm.
A 281 RPI.
You would have dropped about 24, 25 in the RPI.
I don't think that this midweek game was going to hurt Mississippi State if it won. Mm-hmm. The only way it could hurt Mississippi State in the long run is losing it.
Mm-hmm.
They dropped two spots, and that was projected even before the game. And they're still at 18. That's not a terrible spot to be in. I think if they're somewhere between 16 and 18,
mm-hmm.
they're going to host.
Right.
And if they sweep Missouri, I don't see there being any way that this team falls in the RPI. You win three ball games against the SEC team. It's just hard to imagine. Plus, you got some moving parts out there. You could go up with wins elsewhere. So it was really imperative, first and foremost, to make sure that you won on Tuesday night. First item is out of the way. Now you at the very least, you need to win this series against Missouri. I don't think you're out of it if you lose a game. And I think you said, Kendall Rogers said that they will still host if they win the series.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not as confident on Mississippi State doing that if they win the series, and that's all. I think it's going to take sweeping. But if you win the series and maybe win a game in the SEC tournament or something, maybe that'll be good enough. But I think you're off to a good start here, just finding a way to win this game. Things could have gone really south for Mississippi State. They found a way to win, and that's all that's important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you mentioned Kendall Rogers. He was on Sports Talk Mississippi. His comment was pretty simple. He thinks State's in even with a series win. They don't have to sweep. He said it would make them a lock, but he still feels very confident in State's ability to get the host spot, even just taking two out of three from Missouri. I'm interested to see, you know, his regional projections last week had Mississippi State hosting. Teddy Cahill's at Baseball America's did not, and those will come out on Wednesday. So as we're listening to this, they're already out.
He's staring you down right now, Teddy.
Yeah.
They're staring you down.
If he doesn't have State on in this week's edition, I think we need to get him on the pod or get him on the live show or something and talk to him. And just to get an idea of what State is lacking at that point. And I'm sure he would point, you know, it's pretty obvious when people talk about it. What is State lacking? It's these four quad four losses.
Mm-hmm.
I know Central Arkansas is one of them. Yeah, they're sitting at 220.
Austin Peay, are they on there?
Austin Peay is at 141, so that's probably a quad three loss for State. Austin Peay is probably an NCAA tournament team. I think they're going to win the A-Sun this year. Is Air Force? Air Force is at 117, so that's not it. Georgia Southern is at 73. That's not it. South Alabama, they're at 70. That's not it. Who else did they lose to?
Well, it's got to be Austin Peay then.
I'm trying to think of State's losses.
Florida. I mean,
that's
none of those SEC teams are going to be that low.
Isn't there? They had another sub 200 loss, didn't they? Am I wrong about that? Let me go back. Let me find their schedule. Because now I've got myself curious as to what it is. All right, so Air Force, we know that shouldn't be a quad four, should it? Quad four is home 101. Okay, so it would be Austin Peay.
Austin Peay.
It's the two to Austin, and it's Air Force.
Yep.
So those are your four quad four losses.
They've actually been solid on the road, and it's kind of weird.
It is. State on the road this year is where's the numbers? They're 8-9, which, I mean, when you look outside of, you know, Kentucky is a stupid 16-5 on the road this year. But everybody else, Georgia's 8-9, Texas A&M is 9-8, Arkansas is 6-6, North Carolina, everybody's around 500. Indiana State is good on the road, but as a Missouri Valley team, they're just going to play more games on the road. There's just no getting around that for them. State has 8 home losses. That's more than anybody in the top 18 other than Oklahoma, who has 10 losses. Oklahoma, though, is 12-4 on the road.
And four of them came in non-conference play.
That is correct.
So that's kind of your issue is you didn't take care of business enough in non-conference.
Neutral sites, they're 3-1. One of those losses is a non-conference play. It's the South Alabama.
I just wonder where this team would be had they only dropped, like, you know, one game or something
If they had, well, you know, we go back to the what we talked about before the season, which was this schedule was designed to win a lot of games early and have a lot of momentum when conference play started. They played what, 18 or 16 games? They were 11-5 when conference play started. If they had been 14-2 instead, and they had three more wins right now, they'd be 37-15 with only, you know, one quad four loss. I mean, I'll give them the South Alabama game or the Georgia Southern game, whatever. I mean, you're instead of 18th, you're probably 9th or 10th, maybe even 8th. You're locked in. You're locked into a host, and it's a question of do you become a national seed? You become one of the top eight, you know, which
well,
would be tight. It would be tight at 15-12 in the conference because you'd be behind Kentucky, A&M, Georgia, Arkansas, Tennessee in the conference. I don't know if they would give you six of the top eight.
You'd be closing in on 40 wins.
Yeah. The only thing that would help you there is maybe that Georgia, but because you've beat them head-to-head, 2-3, but or two out of three.
Probably
but,
like 9 or 10.
But
I
have trouble seeing five or six national seeds from one conference. That just seems like they wouldn't do that. Because you know they want to have an East Coast team in there somewhere. A West Coast team. And the ACC is a good conference. So, this time next week, Robbie will be in Hoover when you think about it. It's crazy.
I'll be in Pearl covering high school state championships.
Yeah, well, just a heads up on that, by the way. Thunder and Lightning, it might just be Thunder on for a couple of those.
Because I don't know. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure something out, but it's going to be difficult.
We'll make something happen.
It's always tough when we go on the road.
I mean, can you record it from the road?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Figure it out.
I will, but I got time to do that. So State getting the win tonight, it was just, like we said, it's just about getting the win. There were no style points going to be involved. There was no question of, you know, even if it had finished 8-7, it did not matter. All that mattered was getting on the left side of the ledger there with a victory. And so the Bulldogs are able to do that. You talked to Joe Powell after the game. You know, and sometimes when you have a season like this and you're trying to make that last push for a host spot, you got to have some unsung heroes. Joe Powell would certainly fit the bill for that. What did he have to say after this game tonight?
Just a really humble guy. I mean, he understands that he shouldn't even be here.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's not to say that he's not good enough or whatever, but it's just he was moving on from baseball.
Mm-hmm.
He had not played baseball in, I think, 2 years. And he was actually like an EMT or a firefighter mm-hmm. or something and got the call. You know, I think he had some kind of relationship with Parker or something and ends up coming to Mississippi State. And he's coming to Mississippi State just to, and like you said, he kind of bet on himself a little bit, but mm-hmm. he's coming to Mississippi State just to kind of fill a role, help Mississippi State wherever they need him or whatever. And for most of the year, you know, he's been platooning, playing maybe once on a weekend for Johnny Long. He has that concussion or whatever the injury might have been a few weeks ago, and he's been kind of in and out since then. And he said that he made an adjustment with his swing and has been seeing it really well. I mean, the last two games, he's hit 4 home runs. He had 0 home runs in his previous however many at-bats, 50-something maybe.
Mm-hmm.
All year, 0 home runs. He's hit 4 in the last two games alone. And when you hear him talk about it, you know, he talked about he actually sort of thinking about it in the dugout, and he became more humble
mm-hmm.
thinking about it because he started talking about the fact that, you know, God had put him in that position. He was doing it for God. He said he gave it back to God after that because he's playing for him. I thought that was a really cool statement by him after hitting 3 home runs, probably having the game of his life. I can't imagine him hitting 3 home runs another game. He didn't even remember the last time he hit a home run.
Yeah.
So to kind of – you come out of that and you come into the post-game presser and you're just kind of like ho-hum about it.
Mm-hmm.
Was really impressive. I think both of these catchers are impressive from a mindset standpoint. I know two different guys completely.
Mm-hmm.
You got a guy that is super intense and Johnny Long, a little out there. You know, Chris Simonis had some words to say about, you know, what he thinks Johnny Long is. Kind of a, I guess, a term of endearment to him. But Joe Powell was super soft-spoken, very humble guy, not quite as out there. But they both fit their roles well, and they've been huge for this Mississippi State team. Mm-hmm. And now you start talking about what do you do with that catcher situation. And I actually asked Chris Simonis about that. Has he earned a spot in this lineup? And they like what they're doing, kind of platooning the two guys. Mm-hmm. But you certainly have to think about this guy at the very least for DH. The last two games, he's been incredible. And I don't know if it's just, you know, a fling right now or if this is what he is. But you can't keep that guy in the dugout. You got to at least see what he's got this weekend.
Yeah,
he's up to 295 now in the season. So you look at this lineup, and you've got struggles. You know, Michael O'Brien got his first hit of his career tonight, and it was a ball that hit Ethan Pulliam, who was in the running lane. So technically it was a hit, but it was almost like a fielder's choice play. So he hasn't had a hit yet.
Yeah.
I know he has technically, but not really.
Right.
And then, you know, Imani Larry continues to me, struggle. He was 0 for 3 again in this game. You gotta keep Powell in the lineup. So if you're going to put Long in there, I think they both need to be in there at this point. But I would actually see what Powell has behind the plate if it were me.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, the guy's hit four home runs now in his last two games. You can't take that kind of – you got to let that ride. You know,
4 for 4, 6 RBI, 3 home runs in this game.
And then he had a home run against Arkansas as well. So you got to let him have an opportunity here. So we'll see how that goes for Mississippi. We'll keep this discussion going, but let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, beef on the grill is always a great idea. And if you're, you know, you're looking around, you're thinking, yeah, I'm kind of tired of the same old. Well, that's the great thing about beef. There's so many fantastic cuts that you can do. There's flank steak, skirt steak, picanha, tri-tip, beef ribs, beef short ribs. I feel like Bubba for a second here, but it's the truth. There's just so much you can do with beef. It's so versatile.
Shrimp kebab.
Beef kebabs.
Yeah.
Fried beef, I don't know.
Steak and shrimp.
That country fried steak.
Hmm.
So
yeah, that counts.
There you go.
It's beef.
Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked southern soul food that you are looking for. I got a text tonight from our friend Terry over at Two Brothers. I can't give any information out, but some very interesting developments happening.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you about it later.
I'm looking forward to it.
But for now, allow Two Brothers to keep your interest because they are one of my favorite places, not only in Starkville, but in the SEC. When people come to town, they say, Brian, where should I eat? Two Brothers is always the first place I tell them. And honestly, 9 times out of 10, I get a text back or I get a tweet that says, great call. The food there was fantastic. And that's something I really like about Two Brothers is they haven't made me look like an idiot yet. You know, you don't want to send somebody to a restaurant and they come back and they're like, dude, that place sucked.
Yeah,
you know, that's one of the worst things you can get, right? You feel terrible because these people were in your town and you thought you were setting them up for a great meal and you didn't. Never, not one time have I ever had that problem with Two Brothers. It's always, hey, Dad, great call. I will definitely be back at Two Brothers. And you will, too, if you go. So Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District. Great products and great services, what every business likes to promise you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for 49 years. If you need technology for your business, give them a call. If you need a new copier or a printer, a new computer, they've got the name brands. They've got the great prices. But more importantly, if something goes wrong with that machine, and it will, it's a machine, then you can trust Advantage Business Systems to fix it, to sell you service after the sale. 49 years of business, guys. That's how you know that they're telling you the truth when they say, we back you up with a service after the sale. So give them a call, 601-362-9192, or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. For a second there, I lost my train of thought. Maroon & Co. is the place to go.
Maroon Mary.
No. Maroon & Co. is the place to go when you're looking for new MSU gear. When you're in Starkville, there's no better place than Maroon & Co. They have an incredible selection. They've got the logos that you want. They got stuff you cannot find anywhere else. They have the Bulldog Initiative polos, hoodies, and pullovers. So if you want to dress like the coaches, you can only get it at Maroon & Co. Before you go to Duty Noble this weekend, make sure you go to Maroon & Co. Use the promo code THUNDER15. 15% off all regular priced orders. Some exclusions do apply. That's available online and in-store. THUNDER15 at Maroon & Co. So let's talk about this lineup for this weekend, because you mentioned Michael O'Brien. He got the start in center. We saw Aaron Downs leave the game early on Sunday. Connor Hijack, we still don't know exactly what the situation is with him. What do you think that's going to be this weekend? Will Downs and or Connor Hijack be back in the lineup?
I'm not sure.
I am asking you to decipher injury information from Crystal Mullins.
Right.
Very tough.
We didn't ask. It's kind of pointless to ask at this point.
Right.
He's not going to give anything.
Never
to
give
us.
You anything.
But I did hear that Hijack is doing an interview tomorrow, I think.
Really?
So I don't think State would make him available if he was still hurt. That's just my...
Who's talking to him?
I think maybe WCBI or something.
Okay.
So like it kind of feels like he might be back, and he was just getting held out today just for an extra precaution.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good for State if that's what happens. I mean, he's your best hitter unquestionably in SEC play. 387 in SEC play.
Yeah.
Next closest from the starters is Dakota Jordan, 310.
Yeah.
You got to have him back.
Yeah.
So hopefully he's back, and that definitely changes a lot of things for you. I'm looking at these stats, Brian. I don't think there's any question you have to start Joe Powell at catcher.
I think I've seen this message board post that you're probably about to reference here.
Oh no, I'm not, I'm just looking at the stats right
okay.
now. Somebody else bring it up.
Yeah.
Okay, so Joe Powell is actually the only guy on the team that the only catcher on the team that has thrown a runner out trying to steal.
Correct.
He's thrown out 6 base runners this year. Johnny Long has not thrown out anybody.
Mm-hmm.
0 caught stealing on the season. Let's say Joe Powell in conference play. Let's see what he's done. If I can find him on here. He has 6 on the year, but I can't find him in conference play. Anyway, there he is. He hadn't thrown out any in conference, but point still stands. He has 1 pass ball. Johnny Long has 6. I don't think there's any question right now that Joe Powell has been the better catcher.
You're getting better defense and better offense out of Joe Powell.
So you got to ride. This happens all the time. You ride with the hot hand. This is a very important weekend. You got to have all hands on deck, your best guys in the lineup. Johnny Long's batting .224. Joe Powell's up to nearly .300 now.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to ride with him, I think. He's hot. You cannot sit him. So then the question is, what else do you do? The hope is Connor Hijack is back because you're just not getting a whole lot from anybody else, especially if Aaron Downs is out. Aaron Downs has struggled a little bit this year, but
I thought
he was good against Arkansas.
Yeah, he put the ball in play.
Yeah, I thought he was good against Arkansas. I think he had a couple of hits.
Yeah,
it was
he reached on an error a couple times, but that's what happens when you hit the ball.
It was kind of like, man, really? It was the 9th inning, I think, when mm-hmm. he got the hit.
Yeah,
and pulled up at first base, mm-hmm. and you're like, really, that had to happen?
Because
they're not going to win the game anyway, and you got your backup outfielder hurt on the play. So hopefully Aaron Downs is fine. He can get back. That guy just can't stay healthy.
Yeah.
I hate it for him because I think with a lot of at-bats, I think he could really help you. It's just he cannot stay healthy. But I think you've got to roll with Joe Powell at this point until you can't. And everything else, it looks like it's fairly set if Connor Hijack is back. I don't know who else you would put in there. The bench is just short for State right now. They just don't have a lot of guys that can come in there and get hits for them.
That's true.
So I think you just kind of are what you are outside of that.
Yeah. Yeah. The lineup just When they're fully healthy, I think this can be a quality lineup, even 1 through 9. Imani Larry at this point, it just is what it is, right? Because, quite honestly, who are you putting in? You know, you mentioned Michael O'Brien or Steven Spilletta or Jackson McKenzie. I mean, you're not going to go with any of those guys. So you might as well go with the veteran who, you know, can occasionally run into one and does do a decent job of getting on base in terms of walking, and he gets hit by pitch a lot. And say what you want, getting hit by a pitch is the same as a single.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it just is. So that works. And then the other story of the night that we haven't brought up yet, we're kind of burying the lead a little bit, is the return of Nate Dome. I'll say it right eventually. Obviously, they handled it as a rehab start. He got 2 innings, but he was very effective in his 2 innings. After the game, Lamona said, our plan is to have him back for the postseason. That leads me to believe you won't see him this weekend.
Didn't sound like he – unless he's, you know, kind of hot, like playing the cards like close to the vest there. But it didn't – it sounds like they're being very careful with him.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, what are they going to do with him?
Right.
And I've been back and forth. I've got 2 or 3 group messages where people were – I'm arguing back and forth with them on it. And I know that he wants to be a starter. And I think he's made that clear. He wants to be a starter.
Mm-hmm.
What is best for the team is my question.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen him – be very productive as a starter this year. He's proven that he can be a starter. And I think what he was wanting to show tonight is that he can mix his pitches. He can be more than a fastball. We saw the slider. We saw, you know, some off speed. The fastball was a tick down, but I think that's probably him being a little careful, taking a little bit off of it, not trying to overthrow, trying to protect the arm a little bit. He can run it up to 97 to 99. He was sitting 92 to 94.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that was anything.
That's probably by design.
Yeah, I don't think that was anything. To me, I don't think it was anything, you know, concerning.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking, what is better for Mississippi State in trying to make a run in the postseason? I think it's in the bullpen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's no question about that.
I mean, Nate Dome, if he is back to 100% and he gives you what he was giving you in non-conference play,
mm-hmm.
that gives you 3 starters that could potentially throw 7 innings
mm-hmm.
for you in all 3 games.
Right.
You could potentially get in a regional 3 straight starts of 7 innings or more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
That's winning baseball.
The problem is you just do not have enough guys in the bullpen that you trust.
Right.
And we've seen how important bullpens are in postseason.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it wins games and loses games more often than not.
But
I mean,
if you have Dome in the starting rotation, right, and like I said, you feel like Steven, Gerangelo, and Dome can get you into the 7th. I mean, you're talking about 6 innings. You got to finish out, right? Surely between Tyler Davis, Tyson Harden, Pico Khan at that point going into the bullpen. And the rest of the group, we can get 6 innings taken care of, can't they?
Well, you think, but they've lost several games this year.
Are they at the point where they got to take the leash off of Davis a little bit?
Yeah, only pitched you got to pitch him more.
Yeah.
You got to pitch him more. You got to stretch him and Tyson Harden more.
Harden pitched twice last weekend.
So. He did. I just keep looking at these arms coming out, and there's just not guys that you – feel good about getting out. And
you're sort of where you were in 2017. You have a full – the difference is you do have a full complement of guys, but you really only have like 6-7 guys.
Yeah. And in 2017, you didn't have the potential starters like this.
Right.
This is the most like potential starters that State has had in a while. They got 4 guys, maybe even 5, that could give them 5 or 6 innings. Pico – Cal Steven, Gerangelo, if Nate's healthy, Brooks Auger's done it. They got guys that are capable of doing it. It's the bullpen arms that are lacking right now. And, you know, I've played both sides of it. I can see both sides of it. I just think that he is more valuable for Mississippi State if he's coming out of the pen.
I agree.
A feeling that that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that he's going to be a starter, which could be great, too.
Yeah.
We don't really know. If that's the case, then you need Pico Khan to be really good for you.
Yeah.
That he can give you multiple innings out of the bullpen.
Yeah.
And that, either way, I think you're adding, you're basically adding two free agents late in the season right now.
Yeah.
Pico and Nate Dolm have very little wear and tear on their arm this season.
Yeah.
You're basically, when Nate knocks some rust off, you're basically adding two guys that are super fresh late in the season. It's like entering a playoff push in the MLB and picking up somebody.
Would you be surprised if Nate starts on Tuesday in the SEC tournament?
No, not at all.
That's where I think they'll
start. I think
that's
probably going to happen.
Yeah. And then he gets plenty of time to rest before the start of the regionals.
Because Chris has proven that he doesn't really like to get guys out of their rotation.
Right.
He likes them to get the full complement, rest. Mm-hmm. They were iffy on throwing Will Bednar for the national championship game.
Yeah.
The night before, they called Will Bednar and asked him if he was good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they didn't know.
I got a kick out of something you put on the message board, by the way. You're talking about Landon Sims, and he said he didn't want to pitch but once a weekend. There was one weekend that year he pitched twice. Do you know what it was?
Was it Ole Miss?
It was Ole Miss. It's like, sure, I'll pitch twice this weekend.
He pitched on Friday night
and on Sunday. He closed out both those games.
And he pitched like in the seventh.
He pitched the Ole Miss game. Yeah, two innings. He pitched two innings in both games, I think.
Yeah, people, we talked about this on the board. People were really upset at Scott Foxhall and Chris Simonis that year,
mm-hmm.
and they took the heat on it.
Mm-hmm.
But Landon told me the year after, when he got Tommy John,
yeah.
he was real open, and we ran into him one night, and he told me, you know, everybody's pissed about that. I was the one telling them I didn't want to pitch.
Yeah.
I wanted to save my arm for postseason.
Yeah.
And look what happened.
It worked, yeah.
He was pretty freaking good in the postseason. So,
we'll see if anything like that.
Yeah, like, you know, guys tell people who've gotten upset, you can't let these kids tell you what they're going to do or whatever. They tell you what they're comfortable doing.
Right.
You want your pitcher to be comfortable in their role, comfortable in the innings that they're getting. So we'll see. But I have a feeling that he will start on Tuesday. And because I don't know if Lemonis wants to throw Cal Steven on Tuesday after he's pitched on Thursday.
Right.
I think he wants to get...
I think for sure that's not going to happen. I don't know who they would start, but it would not be Steven under any circumstance. I think Steven would start at best on Thursday if you make it that far. But,
which means you got a piece of... But, I mean...
Which, if you win on Tuesday, we will make it that far.
Almost everyone... we talk about this. Almost everybody's in this same situation. There's a few teams that aren't.
Arkansas.
Yeah. You know, and I would venture to say State has a better starting rotation with Nate Dolm in it
mm-hmm.
than Arkansas does. Arkansas's strength, I think, is in their bullpen. You got Hagan Smith. You know, Mason Molina's been pretty good. Brady Tigert's kind of been all over the place.
Yeah. Molina State was not good Sunday. Yeah.
You know, that State could potentially have three guys that have routinely gotten them six innings plus. That's pretty darn good. State might have the best starting rotation in the SEC when you look at it top to bottom, when Nate Dolm gets back. And I feel certain that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that's what's best for Mississippi State, but I feel like that's what's going to happen, is he's going to be the third starter.
I agree. So we'll see what kind of changes happen Thursday night over at Duty Noble Field. All right, if anything happens between now and then, I'll throw an addendum to this podcast in. We'll figure that out. Until then, we will be back Friday. We will record after the game on Thursday, so we'll recap everything that happens at Duty Noble as we get into this final regular season weekend, and the decision to the hosting decisions will get made, hopefully, for Mississippi State with their play this weekend. Guys, have a good Thursday. Back with you on Friday. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
Yeah.
Talk Mississippi Media Production.